Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Daily Virtue. You know that feeling when you're setting out to achieve something awesome, you've got all the right intentions, but then, bam, you find yourself tripping over your own feet? Ever get in your own way, even when you know better? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into the sneaky beast called self-sabotage and how to build a fortress of resilience and clarity around it. Think about it. Self-sabotage isn't always some grand, dramatic thing. It can be subtle, like skipping workouts, procrastinating on projects, or even talking yourself out of opportunities. But the effect is real. It leaves us feeling frustrated, defeated, and questioning our own abilities. The good news? We don't have to let it win. By understanding its roots and embracing stoic principles, we can turn those self-sabotaging patterns into stepping stones for growth. First up, awareness is key. You got to know your triggers, those specific thoughts, feelings, or situations that send you spiraling. Maybe it's fear of failure, perfectionism, or even just plain old procrastination. Identifying them is like shining a light on the shadows, making them less scary and more manageable. Next, we need to challenge those negative thought patterns. Are they really true? Or are they just stories our minds tell us that hold us back? Remember, your thoughts aren't facts, they're just interpretations. When you catch yourself thinking, I can't do this, try reframing it with something like, this will be challenging, but incapable of learning and growing. Speaking of growth, embracing discomfort is essential. Stepping outside your comfort zone is where real magic happens. It might feel scary at first, but remember, those butterflies in your stomach are actually signs that you're expanding your capabilities. Think about it, every time you overcome a fear or challenge, you build resilience and confidence for the next one. Now let's talk about planning and action. Break down big goals into smaller, manageable steps. This makes things less overwhelming and helps you build momentum. Just like a marathon runner takes it 1 mile at a time, so should you. Celebrate those small wins along the way, they fuel your motivation and keep you moving forward. Finally, remember to practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when you stumble. We all have setbacks. It's part of the human experience. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with understanding and learn from the experience. Picture this. You've been wanting to start your own business for months, maybe even years. You have a fantastic idea, a clear vision, but every time you get close to taking that first step, writing a business plan, networking, or even just registering your domain name, doubt creeps in. What if it fails? What if I'm not good enough? Sound familiar? This is self-sabotage at play. But what if instead of letting fear paralyze you, you practice that stoic discipline of focusing on what's within your control? You could write a detailed plan outlining each step, market research, financial projections, marketing strategies. You could dedicate specific time slots for networking and online learning about entrepreneurship. Every action, no matter how small, chips away at the doubt and builds your confidence. So remember, overcoming self-sabotage isn't about being perfect or magically eliminating all negative thoughts. It's about becoming aware of your patterns, challenging those limiting beliefs, taking consistent action, and practicing self-compassion along the way. By embracing these stoic values, you can build a fortress of resilience and clarity, transforming those self-sabotaging moments into opportunities for growth and triumph. Now, go out there and show the world what you're capable of. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from these insights, leave a review to help others find the podcast, and join the conversation on social media using #DailyVirtue. Until next time, keep striving for clarity and confidence. This is Logan Cruz, reminding you to live your virtue every single day.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.